we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday to you, Brevard County. Are you in your final kick as we finish the marathon of 2014? You know, a lot of times at this time of year, people start looking back and they'll say things like, oh, that was just the longest year that I've ever had. I'm so glad this year is coming to an end. And there's probably some good things that happened and some bad things. I know recently on Facebook, they started putting up, this is what your year in review looked like. And you know, I didn't even click on that post. It said, you're the only one that can see this. And I know that other people, you know, I think you can take it and post it from that. But you know what? It's hard for me to imagine that 22 years have come and gone of me being the pastor of Merritt Assembly of God. It's really hard to believe that has taken place. And let's give it the marathon kick. You know, one of the things that really struck me when I began to analyze marathon runners is I realized that those people who were running 26 miles, they were carrying faster paces over the entire journey than what I ever did as a runner, even when I was in my prime in high school and in college. Those people are just picking it up and putting it down. They are just going for it. And I know that they didn't get there all in one day and just, you know, decide, hey, you know what? Today I'm going to become a marathon runner. That's not the way that it happened. And so today I pray that as we got the finish line of 2014 in sight, no matter whether it was a year of blessing or a year that you'd just like to see in the rearview mirror, let's go into our marathon runner's kick and let's sprint to the finish line. Let's do it all for the glory of God. So today we want to mention one of our friends of the program, and that would be Greg at Jits Concrete, J-I-T-S Concrete, right here in Cocoa, Florida, 536-5804. And if you need any help with the concrete work outside, I don't know about you, but this is the time of year where I try and do all of my outside work because historically I have discovered that summer is coming and it gets hot. And so I like to try and do all of my tree trimming. And, you know, if you've got any repair work that needs to be done, I try and do it this time of year. And so they will be a blessing to you. They've done some excellent work for us around our facility. And that's Jits Concrete, 536-5804. Tell them you heard about them here on Refresh, and they will be a blessing to you. I want to take you today. We've been talking about being heirs of the kingdom, what life inside the kingdom of God looks like. And, you know, I keep thinking that I'm close to getting done with this, and I just continue to do a lot of talking. I was dealing with a memorial service here, and they said, you know, we want to try and keep everybody, you know, under a certain time frame. And I said, well, I'll do my best, but you've got to understand that as a preacher, my words can sometimes go on and on and on for a while. So we're going to eventually finish this up. But today I want to take you to Matthew chapter 5, because we're looking at what normal life looks like in the kingdom of God. And it doesn't look like us being a spectator or just an observer. Life in the kingdom means that we are a participant. We talked about on Friday's broadcast that we produce fruit, that it's a transformative process. We practice, we teach, we do the will of the King. It works throughout our whole nature. It's something we got to seize because it is worth more than everything. It is worth more than money, more than that promotion. And it is a kingdom that God prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. So let's get to the word of Matthew chapter 5. Let's begin reading in verse number 2. It says, "Then he, being Jesus, opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And so I want to take you back to verse number 3, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 3. And it says there, first of all, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And I want you to understand that that does not mean that we have a spirit of poverty. That's not what that means. It doesn't mean that we have a spirit of poverty, that just because we don't have any money in our bank account, just because we don't have any possessions, we don't have any clothes, we don't have any food, it's not because of the tremendous lack that we have in our life that ours is the kingdom of heaven. What it is talking about is that we realize that apart from Jesus, we have spiritual bankruptcy in our life. It doesn't matter how popular we are, how famous we are, how influential we are. It doesn't matter how much we've achieved. It doesn't matter if we were the best looking, the worst looking. It doesn't matter if we were millionaires or food stamp heirs. It doesn't matter about any of that. The only thing that gives us spiritual value, and remember, this is the Refresh Radio broadcast. We are here to restore value relationally and spiritually to the people of God. That is our mission at Merit Assembly of God. Restore men to value, restore women to value, restore boys and girls. You were not meant to be a victim. You were meant to be victorious. You were meant to be a person of influence. God intends for you to be the head and not the tail. But it takes recognition that true spiritual value is only found in a living, vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, if you were to look in Revelation, you would find churches that people looked at them. You could see it in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. You could find that there were some of those churches that they thought that they were poor because they didn't have any money, but there were churches that were actually rich because they had the presence of Jesus. It goes on in chapter 3, and it talks about the church of Laodicea. And it says in verse number 16, "So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see." And what he was saying to that church is, you think that you are rich, but in actuality, you are spiritually bankrupt. You know, when you read the description about heaven, it talks about streets that are paved with translucent gold. And, you know, we think that, you know, money gives people value and money gives people worth. And I want you to know that's just not the case. You know what money does? Money gives them the ability to enjoy a few things, but also money brings with it a form of idolatry that the scripture talks about, where now people are obsessing about whether or not they're going to be able to hang on to it. There was one person one time, and I don't really remember who the historical person was, but they said, how much money is it going to take for you before you reach contentment. And his answer was always, it never changed. He said, $1 more, $1 more. That no matter what the bank account said, there was always a desire in there for just one more dollar. In other words, it didn't matter how much came in. It could not bring with it a spirit of contentment. And Paul talked about, he said, I have learned this secret to be content in whatever condition that I am in, whether I abound or I'm abased, whether in good times or bad times, whether rich or poor, whether hungry or well-fed. He says, I have learned the secret of being content because of who Jesus is. And so today I want you to know that if you have Jesus living in your heart, yours is the kingdom of heaven. It belongs to you. And all of these other manifestations should take place in your life. But if you do not know Jesus, it doesn't matter how good everything else looks on top of the surface. There is spiritual bankruptcy going on deep down inside. I remember my daughter, I came home the other day, and my daughter is home for her college break, and she was watching this program. It was one of those, it's a program that's archived now and is available on Netflix or Hulu or whatever she was watching. I don't know. And I sat down to watch it just a minute, and I saw this character, and I know that it's fantasy and I know that it's written, but it is so reflective, I believe, of so many people in society. And there was this young person, and they were already reaching for the bottle to try and drown out their heartache and sorrow. And I turned to her and I said, isn't that character a little bit young to be turning to alcohol to try and drown out the pain? And she said, well, his character is actually such and such an age. And it's like, but still, you know, if that's where you're turning at 22, what are you going to be doing at 32? What is that person's liver going to look like at 42? What is that going to do to their skin? And I want you to know today that there is something better than turning to substance abuse or things to try and numb the pain that you are going through. And that is, if you recognize that you are missing something in your life, you're missing the peace and the joy. If you're missing the purpose that God has for you, can I encourage you today, do not linger any longer in that condition, but say, God, I want 2014 to have the most phenomenal testimony. I want it to be my testimony that if you allow me to say, if I hit the spiritual jackpot in 2014, because I recognize that apart from Jesus Christ, I could do nothing. I recognized that I had sinned and fallen short of the glory of God just like everybody else. I recognized that the wages of my sin was death, but God gave me a gift, a precious gift, an invaluable gift, a priceless treasure in His Son. And He forgave me of my sins, and He became the Lord of my life, and He transformed my world in 2014. Father, right now, I pray if there are people who are listening right now, Lord, and I know that You do this. I just heard somebody testify about it just the other day. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that if there are people who are still trying to earn approval from somebody else, and it's like the donkey and the carrot, God, the goal just keeps getting moved away, and there's no satisfaction, there's no joy in their life. I pray, God, that right now that they would see that Jesus Christ is their Lord and their Savior. I pray right now, God, that You would forgive us each of our sins and be the Lord of our life. And I pray, God, for spiritual value to come. I pray today, God, that you would let them know that they have just had a change of address from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of God, to the kingdom of heaven. Today, the kingdom is theirs. If you just prayed that prayer, we would love to hear from you at Merit Assembly of God. If you'd send us an email at meritassembly@hotmail.com and let us know that you prayed that prayer, we would love to send some material your way absolutely free of charge. And you can either send us an email, send us a note, call us and leave us a voicemail. But we do know this, Jesus transforms lives. We've seen dozens of lives transformed this past year because of who Jesus is. Also, I haven't mentioned this in a while, but we are getting close to the end of the year. And if you would like, we're not through with the word here yet, but if the Refresh Radio program has been a blessing to you in 2014, and you would like to take advantage of that and make a donation, you could just make a check out to Merit Assembly of God, mail it to us at 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. It would have to have a postmark on it before December 31st in order to get credit for any giving in 2014. Those are the IRS's guidelines, so we either have to receive it or it's got to have a postmark on it by that time. And so I pray that if God lays that on your heart, that you will act upon that. Matthew chapter 5 is not done describing life inside the kingdom. It goes on, and in verse number 10, and, you know, I wanted to share the good part before I shared the bad part. How about that today? It says in verse number 10, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There are two ways that we can experience hardship and difficulties in life. There are times when we experience corrective measures in our life, and we deserve it. We violated the law. We violated the rules, and we deserved what we got. And the scripture says, if you and I are going to suffer, if we're going to be persecuted, let it be for doing good and not for doing evil. So I'm telling you that here in America, the most upstanding people, the most righteous citizens in the land should be children of Jesus Christ. They should be heirs of the kingdom of God. Listen, at church, our churches should not just represent one ethnic group, but they should be representative of a picture of heaven. At Merit Assembly of God, we are so thankful. We may not be many, but we appreciate every culture that Jesus has redeemed people out of. The Word of God says that around the throne there are going to be people worshiping from every tribe, every tongue, every nation. And so we are not just an Anglo church. We have people from the islands. We have African Americans. We've got Puerto Ricans. We've got New Yorkicans. You name it. We tend to have it. We love it. And I tell you what, when we have a potluck dinner, we even have Oklahomans in our church. Actually, I'm from Oklahoma, so you know that we have people from big cities, small cities, rural places. We just have a great time worshiping the Lord. Now it says here in verse number 10, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." We don't tend to think of going through persecution as something that is a season of blessing. We think of that as a challenge to our faith. But Jesus said, when you are being persecuted for righteousness' sake, you are actually blessed because the kingdom of heaven belongs to you. You see, when you and I are being persecuted for our testimony in Jesus Christ, it is because God has worked in us in a measure of grace and maturity and in relationship with Him to recognize that He is sufficient to get us through this task, that His strength is made perfect in weakness, that His grace is sufficient for us. my wife does, she doesn't watch the news or get the internet news the way that I do. And so a couple of weeks ago, I was, we were having a conversation and we were talking about how there were multiple children that were beheaded because they would not deny Jesus Christ, and how churches were actually being transformed by these persecutors. They were being transformed from houses of worship into torture chambers where they were torturing and persecuting believers in Jesus Christ. And we need to pray for the persecuted church. More people are giving their life for the sake of Jesus Christ right now than throughout all of human history. And just in the past few decades, the persecution is not diminishing. It's not going away. We're just kind of sheltered from the full brunt of it here in America. And so today, would you finish 2014 strong? Would you join us in praying for those persecuted believers in Jesus Christ? But you know what? Those kids, they steadfastly refuse to deny their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that today theirs is the kingdom. Not only is it theirs by promise, it is theirs in reality. And a lot of times people come and they say, you know, I just don't think that I could go through that. I don't think I could go through that. And, you know, I think it would be arrogant of us to say, you know what? I could do that. I could withstand the pain. I'm able to handle it mentally. You see, you can't do that. You can't sustain and endure under the persecution in your own strength. It takes the grace, the strength, the peace, and the presence of God to be able to bear up under persecution. Jesus said, in this world, you shall have tribulation. You will have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Today, I want you to know that if you are enduring hardship or persecution, a lot of times it happens on a job. I was actually experienced a job reassignment or a job moved away from me, let's put it that way, because I had shared something about faith in Jesus Christ at one point in time. I've been called a Jesus freak by a person that I shared when my wife and I were dating. When we would go on a date, we would go to a fast food restaurant. We would get one value meal. We would cut the sandwich in half, split the fries, and get two straws for the drink. And we went to this restaurant one time, and there was a person who, you know, they were in need of food. They were in need of sobriety as well, but they were in need of food. And so we offered them some of we paid for a whole meal for them. They actually got more food that meal than what we did. And we just started to share the love of Jesus with them and share the word of God. And they turned around and said, you're not one of those Jesus freaks, are you? And I said, yes, sir, I am. You know what? I didn't count that as a badge of shame. I counted it as a badge of honor. Today, if you have ever suffered hardship, I want you to know that the King has promised you the kingdom. And they might be able to take away your job. They may be able to take away this or take away that. They may even be able to kill your body, but they cannot take away the kingdom that God has prepared for you. How do you equip yourself for something you've never experienced? I encourage those who are going into the dating process or the courting process, whatever challenge they might be facing, I say, you know what? You need to develop a strategy right now for how to deal with temptation before you are in the pressure cooker of that temptation. Because if you are waiting to make a decision when you're in the throes of temptation, you're going to make a bad decision. You will cave into that temptation because there will be so many ungodly desires flushing into your mind at that point in time, and invariably you will rationalize yourself right into sin. And I say you need to develop a strategy right now. And I would just tell you today that if you look at how quickly this world is changing and how persecution is rising here in America for people who simply believe and want to live out their faith in Jesus Christ, things are changing. And if you see persecution coming, how do you prepare yourself for that? And I would encourage you that the Word of God says this: we consider whatever we're going through light and momentary afflictions compared with the glory that God has laid up in store for us. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on the kingdom that he has prepared for you. And say, you know what, God? I am going to finish the race. I am not going to allow a nagging little annoyance of what this person thinks of me or that person thinks of me. I'm not going to allow that to hinder me from pressing on. You know, I believe that that Saul, who later became Paul, I believe that what happened that day that Stephen was martyred, I believe that made a difference in him. I believe it made an impact on him. He didn't know what was going on, but it was not too long after that he had his Damascus Road experience. I pray that whatever hardship you're going through, that it is your goal, your desire, and your prayer, and say, God, let me represent you well so that people who are watching me going through this difficulty, that they will recognize the lordship, the mercy, and the grace of God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray that those who are listening today, Lord, that if they do not know you as Lord and Savior, that today they would have an encounter with you, that they would know you in your forgiveness. They would know you in your passion. They would know you in your holiness. They would know you that you are worthy of praise, and that they would turn to you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. You'd be the Lord of their life. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you here tomorrow on the Refresh broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.